Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something moving incredibly fast, agentic AI.
Right. Systems that don't just process information, but they're designed to actually think, decide, and then act on their own.
Exactly. We're seeing all these new tools, new models, huge promises. It really feels like something genuinely new is happening.
It does. The potential seems enormous.
But our mission today for this deep dive is maybe to pump the brakes a little. Look past the hype. We've gathered analysis that throws up a pretty serious warning flag.
Mm-hmm.
This big, exciting push, it might just be repeating some classic, painful transformation failures. And we're going to unpack that using this central idea, it's kind of a metaphor, the risk of pulling too hard on the string.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because the tech itself feels revolutionary AI that acts autonomously. But the way companies are jumping on it, well, it feels depressingly familiar.
How so?
We're seeing organizations getting, as the research phrases it, head over heels, just rushing, really rushing to deploy these things.
Yeah.
And in doing so, they're basically repeating an old pattern of failure, just, you know, with much, much higher stakes this time.
Okay, let's dig into that. If agentic AI is all about making things faster, more efficient, why is the rush itself the problem? What does pulling too hard actually look like when you're trying to implement these, well, these incredibly complex systems?
It looks like skipping the foundations. Yeah. Happens all the time. When organizations feel that pressure for quick wins, mm-hmm. for immediate results, they grab the shiny stuff first.
Yeah.
The tech, the automation.
Right.
The common mistake, and this echoes, you know, critiques of past digital transformations we've seen reported everywhere, is wanting that revolution before you've done the basic evolutionary cleanup work.
So it's like instead of sorting out the messy human roles or fixing those clunky old internal processes first, they just sort of bolt an autonomous agent onto the existing chaos and cross their fingers, hope it figures it out.
That's a perfect way to put it, yes. They ignore the hard prerequisites, the slow stuff. You absolutely need to understand and realign people, processes, and responsibility.
Those sound like difficult conversations.
They are. They're tough. They cut across departments. They take real time and effort. Oh. So instead, where do they jump? Straight to the technical implementation. Automation, orchestration, and integration.
Okay, wait. Pause there. Automation, integration. Those sound like goals. Why is jumping specifically to orchestration the really dangerous bit?
Because orchestration isn't just one agent doing one task. It's about coordinating multiple autonomous agents. It's telling them when and how to interact with each other and, crucially, with your real-world systems, your data, your operations.
I see.
Now, if your underlying business reality, your processes are still, you know, full of those legacy friction points, those undocumented exceptions, unclear ownership, you're essentially asking these agents to orchestrate. Well,
yeah.
Chaos. So the agent is now acting autonomously within this messy, unpredictable environment. What do you get? Unpredictable outcomes, compliance nightmares potentially, and suddenly this huge need for humans to jump in and fix things after it's already deployed.
And thinking back, you mentioned past digital transformations. What happened then? When companies rushed things, what are the lessons we seem to be ignoring here?
Oh, the big one. Sunk costs. Just massive amounts of money wasted. We saw huge ERP rollouts, big cloud migrations stall or fail. Not because the tech was inherently bad, often it was quite good.
So why did they fail?
Because the organization wasn't ready. Cultural resistance was too high, or those internal processes are just too rigid. Nobody wanted to change them.
Okay.
So you ended up with these fragmented systems, people needing tons of retraining they never really got, and often people just reverting to their old spreadsheets and manual workarounds because the new system felt too complex, or they just didn't trust it.
And agentic AI, that just amplifies the risk.
Massively amplifies it, because now the system isn't just moving data around, it's actually making decisions for you.
Right.
The consequences of getting it wrong in a messy environment are much higher.
That really paints a picture of intense friction, doesn't it? You're trying to plug something that thinks for itself into a process that's, well, still deeply human and probably hasn't been properly streamlined. It sounds like you're creating enormous stress on the whole system.
That's exactly it. You're putting immense tension on that metaphorical rope. The analysis we looked at frames this tension really well, actually. It identifies three distinct forces, all pulling against each other, creates incredible institutional stress.
Okay, let's unpack those. What are the forces, and how does their pulling cause this friction?
Okay, picture like a tug of war, but maybe triangular.
Right.
On one corner, pulling really hard, you've got technology, This is the innovation engine, the startup mentality, the push for speed, deployment, novelty. This force is basically saying, look, if we can automate it, we must automate it. And we need to do it now.
Okay, that's one corner. What's pulling against it?
Directly opposite, you have governance holding back. Think regulatory bodies, compliance teams, the CFO maybe. They're looking for structure, safety, accountability, stability. So when technology pulls too fast, governance tries to slam on the brakes.
Makes sense. And the third point of this triangle.
The third element. Maybe the most critical and often overlooked, the human being standing somewhere in between.
Right. Not just a user, but...
Not just a user, no. They're active. They're caught in the middle. They're simultaneously the person who might resist the change because it threatens their job or their way of working. They're also the translator, trying to make sense of what the complex AI is doing for the rest of the business. And they're the mediator, caught in the crossfire when tech demands speed that governance just won't allow.
So the real friction point isn't just a simple tech versus rules battle. It's the human in the middle getting squeezed from both sides.
Precisely. That's where the pressure really builds.
So what happens then? When tech pulls too hard, governance digs its heels in.
Mm-hmm.
What gives? What breaks?
Does the human element fracture? If governance becomes too rigid, too controlling, what do people do? They find workarounds. They bypass the system. Shadow RT pops up everywhere.
Okay.
Or if technology pulls too fast, makes people feel overwhelmed or out of control, the human retreats. They stick to what they know, maybe trust their old spreadsheet more than this fancy new agent. Or they might just quietly disengage, refusing to rely on a system that feels unpredictable or, worse, unaccountable.
Now, this is where the analysis gets really interesting. And honestly, a bit surprising, maybe counterintuitive. You've got all this stress on the system, this tug of war. You'd instinctively think the weak link is the tech failing, a server crash, a bug, or maybe the compliance structure just snaps under the pressure. But the research points somewhere else, doesn't it? What actually breaks?
It's more subtle than that, and frankly, much more damaging in the long run. When that pull becomes too strong, what ultimately breaks is trust. Not the rope itself, not the tech. Trust.
Hold on. Trust. But isn't agentic AI supposed to be more trustworthy in some ways? You know, algorithmic consistency removes human bias. If the algorithm is perfectly consistent, why would the human lose faith?
That's a great question. Because human trust, especially in organizational settings, isn't built purely on technical perfection or consistency. It's built on things like predictability within known boundaries, utility for my job, and crucially, accountability. Can someone explain why it did that? Who is responsible if it goes wrong?
Okay.
So imagine the autonomous agent comes up with a brilliant, novel, perfectly optimized solution. Maybe a really weird supply chain rerouting. But nobody understands how it got there. Nobody can explain the logic in simple terms.
Right.
The human stakeholder, the manager who has to sign off on potentially millions of dollars based on that decision, the person whose neck is on the line if it backfires, they're going to hesitate. Yeah. If they can't trace the decision, if they can't assign accountability, if something inevitably goes sideways, that trust just evaporates instantly.
So it's not about the AI making a mistake necessarily. It's about the human inability to understand or take ownership of its correct but opaque decisions.
Exactly. We can even break down that trust failure into maybe three types. First, there's trust in the output itself. The user looks at the AI's recommendation and thinks, this feels weird. This is outside our normal way of doing things. I don't trust this specific answer.
Okay.
Second, there's trust in the organization's management of the AI. If leadership clearly rushed the deployment, cutting corners, it signals they value speed over safety. So the user thinks, this whole system is probably shaky because they didn't build it right.
Right. Undermines confidence in the whole setup.
Yep. And third, maybe the most insidious, trust among the stakeholders. The compliance team starts distrusting the operations team because they think ops is moving recklessly fast with the AI. Operations resents compliance for slowing things down. That internal political friction can completely paralyze the AI's adoption and use, regardless of how good the tech is.
Wow. That completely reframes the problem, doesn't it? It shifts it away from being purely an engineering challenge.
Yeah.
And makes it fundamentally an organizational psychology challenge, a human trust challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And if that trust breaks, like you said, the perceived value, the actual utility of this incredibly innovative, expensive, agentic AI system just collapses.
It does.
But it doesn't matter how smart the algorithm is. If nobody's willing to use it or stand behind its outputs, the investment is basically worthless.
Precisely. That human in the middle, They are the ultimate gatekeeper of success. If they don't believe the system is manageable, if they don't believe it's accountable, if it doesn't feel predictable enough for them to do their job safely, they'll find ways to reject it. Often subtle ways, not a big protest, just quiet noncompliance.
Okay. So if just pushing harder and faster is the wrong approach, if brute force implementation breaks trust, we need a different way to think about controlling these systems, one that respects this tension.
We absolutely do. And thankfully, the research doesn't just point out the problem. It gestures towards a solution, or at least a philosophy. It draws on some rather old wisdom, actually. Points us towards a concept from Dutch seafaring.
Okay, I like this. Connecting bleeding-edge AI back to traditional maritime knowledge. What's the proverb?
The proverb is, "Niet te vast dekken, dan brak te touwtje niet."
And the translation?
It's beautifully simple, but quite profound. Don't pull too hard, or the string will break.
Don't pull too hard, or the string will break. Okay, seems almost obvious, yet it really captures that feeling of managing something under high tension. What does the seafaring world teach us here about leadership and control in this context?
Well, think about a rope on a sailboat. It's essential, right? It keeps the mast stable. It helps control the sail to catch the wind and steer the ship. But control requires sensitivity. That's the key word.
Sensitivity? How so?
If you try to just rigidly lock everything down, pull that rope incredibly tight, make it completely unyielding. What happens when a big gust of wind hits the sail?
Snap. The rope breaks.
Exactly. Or the mast comes down. Disaster. A good sailor knows the rope needs to be taut. It needs tension to function to provide control. But crucially, it also needs just enough give to withstand that tension, to absorb the sudden stresses without breaking. It has to be resilient.
Okay, I see the connection. So applying that sailor's wisdom directly to governing agentic AI, what does that look like? What are the trade-offs we need to manage sensitively?
It highlights that we're always juggling two competing essential goals.
Which are?
On the one hand, if we control these thinking systems too tightly, if we wrap them in excessive bureaucracy, too many checkpoints, constant human oversight for every little thing, we essentially suffocate the very reason we wanted them in the first place, their creativity, their ability to find genuinely new, non-obvious patterns and solutions. You kill the spark.
Right. You overmanage it into uselessness.
Pretty much. But the flip side, if you let them run too freely, if the rope is too slack, no tension. You immediately lose responsibility. You lose that clear line of accountability. And that leads directly back to the trust failure we were just talking about. People won't accept outcomes they can't control or assign ownership to.
So it sounds like one of the toughest management balancing acts imaginable. You need high velocity, high innovation, but at the same time, you need stability, predictability, and strict accountability. How do you practically steer the ship in that situation? What's the advice?
The core message from the analysis is that this kind of transformation demands balance, that sensitivity we mentioned, and crucially, patience.
Patience, not usually rewarded in tech rollouts.
No, but it's essential here. You must invest the time up front, do the hard work, clean up the underlying processes, redefine the human roles alongside the AI, clarify responsibilities. You need to build that strong, resilient mast before you try to catch gale force winds with your AI sail.
So establish the structure first.
Yes. Establish the structure. Allow the system, both the tech and the human parts around it, to actually breathe. Let it learn to withstand the necessary operational tensions without immediately rushing towards that breaking point where trust snaps.
Okay. Connecting this all back then to the big picture, what's the final takeaway from the analysis?
The conclusion is pretty clear, I think. Agentic AI, despite the hype, isn't some entirely new sprint that bypasses old problems. It's really just a new, much more intense stage in the same long organizational change journey that has already tripped up so many companies over the years.
So it's an intensification of existing challenges.
Exactly. It demands greater managerial wisdom, more sensitivity, more patience, not just throwing more powerful technology at the problem.
So for you listening, for organizations diving into agentic AI right now, what does this all mean practically? It sounds like the key to getting long-term benefits isn't just about picking the shiniest new model off the shelf. It's about learning how to steer carefully right now, really respecting that fundamental tension between innovation and control, speed and safety.
That's it perfectly. Uh-huh. You have to keep that rope taut. It needs tension to move forward, to be effective, but never, ever pull it too tight. Because if you do, you don't just stop sailing effectively. The whole ship risks breaking apart. Trust fractures, value evaporates.
That is a powerful image to end on. Keep the rope taut, but not too tight. This deep dive really underscores it, doesn't it? Successfully adopting something as potent as agentic AI seems to depend far less on the raw power of the tech itself, and far more on the wisdom, the patience, the sheer sensitivity of how we choose to implement it. Don't rush. Protect the trust. That's where the real value lies.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to take away and chew on. We know that tight, rigid control kills the creativity that makes these agents potentially so valuable. We also know that letting them run wild destroys accountability and trust. So the question becomes, how can organizations actually design governance structures that aren't based on rigid, brittle rules, but on something more like adaptive tension? How do you build frameworks that maintain essential responsibility and safety, but without completely strangling the creative, novel, problem-solving ability that is the whole point of agentic AI in the first place? How do you balance that velocity and virtue in your next AI project?